Blog Talk Radio.
Friedman here from FRM Solutions. You're tuned to Social Geek Radio with Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Well, this is Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston. I'm president of Franchise Voucher. Oh, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to laugh over the recording.
And you're the master DJ, I think, with the remix of the Social Geek song. And Jack Munson from Minolto Incorporated, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois tonight. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing great. It was very nice of Stan Freeman to record that opening, but I'm not quite sure what was going on there with Blog Talk Radio, but that's okay. Thank you, Stan.
Well,
it was good to hear his voice.
Yeah, I never know quite what's going on with Stan Friedman from FRM Solutions. We got to keep an eye on that guy. But
yeah.
I'll tell you, it was very good to see Stan last week, as well as a lot of people in the franchise world from the marketing side and the software side at the Franchise Update Conference. It's officially called the Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference in Atlanta last week. I have to tell you, Deb, it was probably the best franchise-oriented event I've been to in, I'll say, 3 years. It was really, really phenomenal.
You know, I was talking to Linda Schaub earlier today, and she, via email, she was just raving about it as well. So it sounded like it was a fabulous event.
Yeah, really, the Franchise Update folks put on a terrific conference. Some great keynote speakers. I don't want to take anything away from them, but I think the highlight for me was just the level of conversation in all of the panel discussions. Lots of CMOs and VPs of marketing from some very large franchise brands, lots of suppliers who were bringing a lot of value to the conversation as well, talking about everything from database marketing to social media to, you know, something along the line of our show tonight with data security, but really high-level discussions and a big hat tip to the Franchise Update folks for putting that conference on.
Nice. Very good. Well, I'm sorry I missed it, but it sounds like it was, like you said, it was a really good event. I want to go back and pull up some of the tweets and things that I missed as well, because I did see some good information out there.
Yeah, and if I'm raving about a franchise event, it must have been good because let's just say that we've had a lot of criticism about some events in recent years, right? So this
Correct.
One was really good, and I'm looking forward to the next batch of events that those folks put on for us. So as I mentioned, data security was a big topic at the conference last week in the franchise world. And that leads us to a great discussion tonight about data security and devices in the workplace and all that kind of stuff. So, Deb, why don't you introduce our topic and guests?
Yes. So it's a BYOD, not bring your own drink, but bring your own device. And how do you handle that in the workplace, especially with franchisors that and franchisees that have employees that are using their own devices. And our guests tonight are two of my Houston friends here that I've known for several years, Aquella Hargrove. She is a HR, a human resource management leader here in Houston, also an author and a coach and a speaker. And along with her tonight, we have Camille Hamilton, who is the Houston CMIT Solutions franchisee, with, I don't know how she has 32 years of IT experience because she can't be much more than 32 herself. But Camille is also was awarded Franchisee of the Year 1 year. So it's great to have a franchisee and then a local professional, and the two of these ladies are presenting this BYOD data security and best practices here locally, and I appreciate you guys coming on and taking the time to be with us and talk about this very sensitive subject that needs to be addressed. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Deb. Yeah,
so that's Camille. So why don't I let each of you talk a little bit more first about yourself so that everyone can understand who you are, and then Camille, let's start with you introducing yourself and CMIT Solutions.
Well, thank you, Deb. CMIT Solutions is a franchise system with about 150 franchises across the country. And what we try to do is help our clients with their IT so that we can kind of be a one-stop shop for their outsourced IT solutions. So one of the things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis is this topic of BYOD. So that's kind of how I got involved in doing this presentation with Arquella. I've owned my franchise this summer. It'll be 15 years in July, actually, a couple weeks, and I have a long history in the IT world, so I'm excited to help our clients, small businesses, franchisees, et cetera, with their IT needs.
Very good. And Aquella, it's nice to have you on tonight as well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're up to these days?
Great. Glad to be here. Again, my name is Arquella Hargrove here in the Houston area, and my background is in human resources management for 20-plus years and have been working with different size companies, but mainly mid to large companies on their human resources strategies and making sure they have policies and procedures in place, really focusing on minimizing that liability for the organization. The areas where I'm most passionate about is providing leadership development programs as well as coaching leaders as relates to people matters. And so that's my area, all things people.
Great. Is the whole practice of bringing your own device and using that within the organization, is that a growing trend? Is that something that you see a lot within franchises or within organizations?
Well, I'll speak from the technology side of this. Yes, we're seeing it more and more. A lot of smaller businesses, the small to medium business, whether it's franchises or just individual-owned businesses, they are using it because it's for two reasons. One is it's less expensive, and they have determined that maybe their employees are going to be more satisfied because it's the technology that they're used to. If they're used to working, for instance, on an Android, and you give them an iPhone, they get frustrated. Statistics show that Gartner's predicting that by 2017, one in two firms will no longer provide devices to their employees. So that's 50% of businesses out there won't be giving their employees a phone that is company provided.
And I can certainly relate to that. If you handed me an Android, I would not know what to do with it. We're a split family here. My husband is Android, and I'm iPhone. And I handed him my phone the other day, and he said, "What do you think I'm going to do with that? Like, make a call." Because I can't. And he hands me his, and it's like, well, what do you think I'm going to do with that? So.
Yeah, we're the same way, or we used to be the same way here in our household. And last year I successfully converted my wife. And people are like, oh, converted to a different religion? Like, nope, converted her to Apple, finally. Finally got her on Apple. but yeah, Camille, I could totally see that any employee, no matter what, if it's an entry-level person who's used to using something that they used all through school, or if it's somebody who's been on the job for several years and they've been using the same type of device, and they start with a new company, I could see it really being sort of an extra challenge that's sort of unnecessary. if you suddenly have to learn a whole different, you know, if you have to learn a whole different language, you know, like all of these Apple people, right? So that makes a lot of sense to me. And I guess I didn't really think about the cost, too. If half of the companies are going to go to bring your own device in the next couple of years, that's a huge cost saving, especially if you're talking about a company that has more than a few dozen employees.
Well, it's also a convenience thing. You see people carry around two phones, you know, one for work and one for personal. And it's just, for lots of reasons, cost being the biggest one and the employee satisfaction the other, I think that trend's going to just only continue. And it may even be before 2017.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting that the two of you are teaming up on this with Arquella, your background in HR, Camille, your background in IT. Where does this whole problem and trying to find a solution to the policy typically live within a company? Does it ultimately come down to being an HR decision, or does it ultimately come down to being an IT decision? Or are you seeing sort of those two sides of the fence team up as well?
That's what I'm seeing is more, a lot of times with policies and procedures, it's really it's based in HR. However, now that we're looking at more the bring-your-own-device or other technology that we're seeing in the workplace, now it's kind of partnering with IT to make sure that we have the proper language for policies and the procedures that's needed in order to implement these policies. So definitely seeing a lot more of the two partnering, which is a great thing. And Camille, you can speak to what you're seeing on your side, too, from the IT perspective.
Well, one of the reasons this kind of all started with us partnering was I actually have a client that they were allowing their employees to get their company email on their own devices, and they terminated that employee, and because it was a 20 person company, they'd never really thought about the implications of BYOD, hadn't thought about lots of things related to policy around this, and they decided to issue a command, which is available, to wipe the entire person's phone, not just their email, but their phone. And the ex-employee threatened legal action. And so that made me start thinking about, I think there's a lot of companies out there that don't even think about this, so I talked to Arquella about it. I actually wanted her to help my client, and we just decided we'd start looking at this because I think in a lot of small companies they don't think about these kinds of implications.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not until there's been a big problem like the one your client had, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as a small business owner myself, I don't always think about HR implications. That's why I have Arquella around.
It's nice to be around.
Yes. So tell us about some of the precautions that a franchise owner needs to take to protect that data up front before there's an issue.
Well, I'll just address the technology. As one, I think owners need to stop and think about what kind of access do they want their employees to have, what level of access on their devices, whether it's a tablet or a phone or both, or also a laptop. A lot of companies also let their employees come in and use their own laptop. Well, they need to really stop and evaluate what is it that each employee needs access to and not give them any more than they really need to have access to. So that's number one, is determine what each employee really needs. And then make sure they have policies that handle all types of situations. Do they cover what happens if the employee is using the device for sexual harassment and those kinds of issues? Or what if they have access to company, client who are their customers, those kinds of things, and then make sure they have the proper policies. And I'll let Arquilla talk about the policy part of it. But the big part is making sure that employees understand what can and can't be done on their devices. You know, can they get to social media on these devices? Because if it's their own phone, then yes, they probably can. But what if that device gets hacked or lost and there's access to company information? All those kinds of questions really need to be thought through, put in a policy, and then make sure the IT infrastructure is in place to handle all these different kinds of situations.
And I'll just speak to the policies, and Camille just mentioned a couple, is that we do look at the employment issues, so around harassment or discrimination. Those are those words that make us perk up and, okay, we need to make sure that we are minimizing liability. What about inappropriate conduct? What about health and safety? So those are some areas that we do look at and want to make sure that there is a policy in place. And really that policy is just to be clear and simple about how we're going to conduct ourselves as a business and what actions need to be taken. And so we think about BYOD or bring your own device, some questions come up. I know I have clients who've had questions of, okay, who should pay for the device if something goes wrong with the device or if it gets stolen while on work time? Or what about when someone's using the device or claims to be using the device for work-related tasks outside of work hours? All of those are questions that are normally addressed within the policy. And, of course, employees are trained or they're updated on the policy. They sign off that they agree to adhere to the policies and to follow any procedures that are in place for the BYOD program. And that, when those are in place, that really helps to minimize any liability for the company because they have taken the steps to address those critical questions that are coming up, as well as any type of employment issues, again, around health or safety or harassment. And that way they can say we're covered, employees know what needs to be done, they signed off on it, and that's just another layer of protection.
And it seems to me that signing off on it is really the key here, right? That's really the main thing, is making sure we're all on the same page. So regardless what the policies and best practices are, which we want to get to the best practices here in just a moment too, but regardless of what those policies are, that we've all agreed to it, employee and employer and maybe franchisor, franchisee as well, just so everybody's on the same page. We all know the same rules, and I think that would really enter into it when it comes into things like how much access does an employee have to customer data. You know, we hear so much about data breaches and data security with customer private information. Letting people know what they can and can't do with that data is probably a bigger, more important thing than whether they do something with that data on a company phone or their own phone, right? So I think, you know, what you really hit upon here is making sure everybody knows the rules and everybody's, you know, doing sensible things, especially on company time, outside of just making it a game of gotcha, right?
Exactly. And I like, again, just to have it in writing, make sure we're consistent.
Yep.
And definitely, if something comes up, we can always go back and say, you know what, we went over the policies. This employee signed off on it, that they agreed to adhere to it. So there's no, oh, I didn't know about that, or I didn't know this would happen if I went over minutes or whatever it may be. So definitely making sure that everything is crystal clear.
Got it. So let's talk a little bit about some of the best practices. Any sort of opening thoughts on what you would recommend a company does when it comes to BYOD outside of, you know, having a policy in place ahead of time?
Well, I think Go ahead, Arquella.
Go ahead, Compton.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, deciding what you want your employees to have access to outside of work and what they need to do their job. And some businesses, they might need access to company email, but they don't need access to the some of the software that the company runs, or maybe they don't need access to customer data or any of those kinds of things. Really determining what it is that they need on those devices and what is really just kind of extra. I think that's where you start with best practices.
Okay.
And really defining those, you know, if it's one of your executives that you expect them to respond to emails every day, even on weekends and all that kind of stuff, well, then obviously they need their email. Do they need to do something with that information if they are responding to those emails? You know, those kinds of issues. So best practice from a technology point of view is what is the most they need, and not give employees access to all that stuff that they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is to have in place something so that you're able to make sure they're keeping that information secure as much as possible, making sure there's passwords and those kinds of things, and again, defining that in the policy, because you know, data breaches are a huge topic right now. So if someone loses, you hear about people losing their laptop all the time in organizations, and that has customer information on it. Was it really necessary that their Social Security numbers needed to be on that laptop?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's where I would start.
Yeah, that seems pretty simple, too. I mean, we hear about these data breaches, and it seems like it's always in a spreadsheet, right? And I always wonder, why are these employees walking around at a coffee shop or somewhere, wherever their laptop is getting stolen, with a bunch of Social Security numbers on a spreadsheet in a laptop? Like, why? What employee actually needs to have that downloaded onto a physical device? It's very, very strange to me.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Too, when you mentioned a coffee shop, you know, too often employees use Starbucks or whatever coffee shop, and they use the free Wi-Fi, and they conduct business when that's not secure.
Yeah.
A secure connection. And that alone, I mean, I would think in the policies, do you see where, you know, there's regulations that state you may not use this outside of either your home or your office? You know, it has to be done, you know, on a secure network?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you want to talk about the policy side, best practices, Arquella?
Yeah. So I wanted to just mention a few things here. On the best practices, you know, what we're seeing is definitely companies are looking at implementing policies around the BYOD and making sure that it's clear, and that also it's including that employees are signing off for that consent to have their phones monitored, or even the consent to do remote wiping in case it gets lost or stolen, as well as looking at other policies that are impacted by bring your own device, and that could be code of conduct, it could be return of the company property if it is something, a device that the company purchased. It could even be overtime. If someone's using a phone, are we paying overtime, especially if that person is non-exempt or in a classification to receive overtime? What about workplace safety? What about if someone's on leave? So those are some other policies that may be impacted by BYOD, and so best practices is to definitely look at the policies, making sure that the language is on target, where there's no potential for risk on the company side. Another best practice is definitely if the employee is using a phone or any device for work-related matters, that they're getting some type of reimbursement monthly from the company for the use of the minutes that goes back to pay a portion of their bill. So that's another best practice, is to compensate the employee or give them a reimbursement for the phone usage.
Got it.
Wow.
And finally tonight, let's talk about the next layer of the whole process, and that comes to the sort of the franchisor layer. Are there legal obligations that a franchisor needs to be aware of if a franchisee has an open BYOD policy?
I would defer to Camille.
Well, I think it depends on, since each franchise is independently owned and operated, I'm certainly not a lawyer, certainly not an HR policy person, but I would think that you'd also have to look back to the document between the franchisor and the franchisee, the
FDD,
franchise agreement,
the
UFOC or whatever, those kinds of documents.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it's in the contract, or I would think it would have to be outlined in the operations manual as far as data breaches. Yeah, I think we need to have Tom Epstein then to come on and to follow up on this conversation, Jack, breaches and the securities.
My guess is a majority of the franchisors haven't really thought about this. And I have to go back and look at my own operations manual that I get from my franchisor every year. See if it's in there. I mean, it's a big document. I will be the first to admit I haven't read everything in it. I know that's probably disappointing to you, Deb, but...
No,
I just think that some of those kinds of things.
The policies have changed.
When
you were trained 17 years ago or whatever it was. How often does a franchisor update? And if this varies, how often do they update their manuals and their operation policies based on things like data breaches and BYOD? I think that's something that every franchisor should be aware of and should be updating on a regular basis. As social media and everything else evolves and changes, and what was okay yesterday certainly is not going to be okay tomorrow. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
Imagine.
So I think that's a good thing to look
imagine at. Imagine when those were written. Devices that 17 years ago it was pretty much mostly pagers, and those were all, of course, company owned and operated. Mm-hmm. So. And there wasn't a whole lot of data that you could make insecure or unsecure on a pager. So,
right.
In the few minutes we have left tonight, ladies, it sounds like the two of you have sort of taken this program on the road, and you're speaking to some local groups in the Houston area and some business leaders, and maybe I think you said doing some webinars in the near future. Tell us, how does someone get in touch with you if they'd like some more information or perhaps even to attend a webinar or have you speak to one of their groups?
They can definitely email us directly, and I will give my email address and phone number, and Camille can do so as well. My email is info@arquellahargrove.com, and that's arquellahargrove.com. And contact number is 281-755-2100. And, yes, we are taking our show on the road and so open to anyone who's available.
And Camille, how can they reach you?
My contact, my email is C Hamilton, so that's CHAMILTON at CMITSolutions.com. And my office number is 281-374-0006.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. And I'm sure you'd be open to answering any questions that some of the folks out there might have as well. Everybody, please give these ladies a call or shoot them an email if you want to follow up on anything you heard here tonight on Social Geek Radio. And that just about does it for the time. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Camille and Arquella, for talking about BYOD tonight on Social Geek Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Take care.